and welcome to the Inspiring South Africans Family from Heather de Wit in Heart Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile people and organizations in and out of South Africa who are inspiring us as a people. They're doing it with purpose and focused on the healing and the thriving of the people and all living things on the planet. And here I'm going to be talking to one of the most positive people I know, who I always enjoy and have done so for many years, and who is the MD of two incredible foundations in South Africa doing amazing work for children. And here I welcome the MD of the Amy Beale Foundation and the Ubuntu Foundation South Africa, Kevin Chaplin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Heather, and hi, everybody.
Oh, great. Now, as I said to you, I would like you to just take us back to how it started, the Amy Beale Foundation, particularly that story.
Sure, Heather, I'm very proud to be with you. This is one of the most powerful stories of Ubuntu, actually, in terms of forgiveness, reconciliation, and restorative justice. If you look back in 1993, Amy Beale came to South Africa, inspired by the release of Nelson Mandela in 1990, and wanted to help South Africa go through their whole transformation. And she worked for a whole year at University of the Western Cape. She helped South Africa with write the new constitution. She worked with our stalwarts, like Dalla Omar, Bridget Mabanda, and others. And 2 days before she was due to go back, it was still the height of apartheid in 1993. We'd had people like Chris Hani had been killed. We'd had the St. James massacre. So there was still a lot of tension and anger in South Africa. And 2 days before she was due to fly back home after 1 year here, she was killed by an angry mob. What had happened was two of her black friends had been stranded and asked her to give her back to the township. She didn't hesitate because Amy never saw color. She was a very bright, dynamic young woman, but didn't know that on that day there'd been a peaceful rally, and like it was in the time, the police had broken it up and a mob had formed. So when they came across Amy in her car in the township of Guguletu, they obviously got very angry. And that's where things got out of control and Amy was killed.
You know, that's such a tragic story. And so then take us through how the actual perpetrators, went through the process of reconciliation and forgiveness.
Four men were sentenced to jail, and they did go to jail. They took the rap for the whole mob. And it was in 1997 that Archbishop Desmond Tutu contacted the parents of Amy and said, South Africa is going through a healing process. And they'd set up the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which was a very powerful process. And once the parents came to and met these four young men, they realized that, hey, this was, it was apartheid to blame that had caused this, and not these four young men. They were a product of the problems. And so they immediately forgave these four young men and went a step further and asked for amnesty for them and to be released, which is what happened. They were released. And two of the four young men were so humbled by this act of forgiveness that they then said to the parents, we would like to really give back now and teach the youth that violence, gangs, none of that pays, and to be role models in society. And that is what happened. That's how the foundation started, through these two young men and obviously the parents, this act of forgiveness. And it could have ended there, but those two young men are now men working tirelessly for the foundation and really making a difference every single day. I really am blessed to be working with them.
Well, to me, that's one of the most extraordinary and powerful stories that we have in this country. And now I'm going to go to the reality of the scenario in South Africa, which is that 60% of children starting school in grade one, as we call it, they don't actually finish school in grade 12. And tell us how your wonderful programs are assisting these children and making a difference in changing that.
Well, Heather, I must say I'm very proud to be South African, and there is so much hope in this country. Yes, the sad thing is the media portray all the negative things happening. There is a lot of We are a country with huge challenges, but you know what? Every country has its challenges. And where we have come from in the last 20 years, we have so much. But obviously, that doesn't come without its challenges right now. And one of those is what you've mentioned. Because there's still so much poverty, unemployment, so much social disorders, children are dropping out of school. As you say, almost 60% of them don't even write grade 12. The government hasn't been able to correct all the imbalances of the past. So the education system is hugely lacking in the townships. It's still like apartheid, where you've got white and colored kids going to school is 1,000 times better than the black township schools. So these kids are becoming statistics. They're dropping out of school. They're becoming into gangs. Teen pregnancy is high, drug abuse. So what we as the Amy Beer Foundation strive to do is to develop and empower these youth in the disadvantaged areas. Take them off the streets, away from the negative stuff, the gangs, the violence, the drugs, the sex, and put them into healthy, focused programs. And we're very proud that we've been doing that since 1998. And still today, now with over 2,500 children, that's what we're doing every day. We offer them opportunities they would never have. We've got 5 after-school centers, and they can choose music, drama, dance, sport, computers, literacy, greening. And yeah, it's just focusing them so that they want to go to school tomorrow. They want to do something with their life. So that's really what we are trying to do, and we're very proud of it. It's very rewarding. It is so rewarding to see these children that, you know, want to do something.
Absolutely. And, you know, and most children do, excuse me. You know, that's the whole point. If they're just given the opportunity and the tools and the wherewithal and the space to do it, you know, we're all born good. And, you know, so I really salute the organization and everybody involved on the most incredible work that you have done and continue to do. And I'm just going to say, well, let's end it there. Kevin Chaplin, thank you for the wonderful time we've had. And I'll see you soon. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather. And thank you for all you do as well.
Thank you.